This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Audacy app, AUDACY. I think that's right. Is that right?
Yeah.
AUDACY. You can get the podcast after the program today. Lots going on. If you want to text the program this morning, also the Burke Simpson text line, 303-222-5423. Whatever you got to say, good or bad, we don't really care. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Very good for a Tuesday. Wasn't yesterday beautiful?
Oh, my gosh. That sunset? Unreal.
Oh, just a little bit of wind, but it was just beautiful. I think the rest of the week's going to be this way, too. But then snow for the weekend. Do you see this?
Yeah. Why?
Snow. Snow. Well, because it's March.
I know, but come on. Like, the entire week is gorgeous, and then on the weekend?
It's March in Colorado. Spadil, you okay?
No, I can't walk.
No.
Yeah.
He's limping. He's in a wheelchair this morning.
Yeah.
Why did I not notice that?
What are those motorized wheelchairs? I saw him zoom past the window here a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I hurt my hip flexor playing paintball, and like yesterday it hurt kind of walking, but today it's just stiff.
Oh, the hip flexor.
Uh-huh. Mm. So that's like anytime you're bringing your knee towards your chest, like I couldn't pick up my foot off the ground to put my socks on this morning.
It's time to retire.
Yeah.
No, it's
pretty bad.
Yeah, you're walking around here like John Elway or something, man. Yeah. You got a big limp.
Like literally to put up my sock on, I had to grab my ankle, pull it up over my other leg, and then put it there, and then put the sock on, and then pull it back over my foot, and
you know what you should have done? You should have had your uncle put your socks on for you. This morning.
I should have woke him up.
You wake up. What's his name? Billy.
Sean.
Oh, Sean. Yeah. Wake up, Uncle Billy, and tell him, say, "Hey, Billy, I can't get my socks on. Can you assist me here,
dude? I really needed help this morning. And I drive a stick, and it's hard. Like I can barely shift.
Oh, poor poor thing.
I'm not kidding.
You should have called me. I'd come and get you.
Yeah.
Can you pick me up tomorrow? Hip flexor.
Yeah.
Worst thing you can have, folks.
Can you pick me up tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll check.
Okay. Call me in the morning.
Yeah. Let's just play it by ear today.
All right. Okay.
You might miraculously clear up here, you know. You might be okay.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Just stay in that wheelchair, man.
It really hurts.
Yeah. Oh, hip flexor. It's terrible. Terrible.
You need to start thinking about your future, okay?
Anybody seen Jamie?
No.
God, what the heck? What the heck? It's Tuesday. Come on. You got to go. Got to go. Got to get to work, right?
Yeah, it's not even can day yet.
All right, we have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away, 7:45 this morning. I heard the promo a few minutes ago. It's actually got rusty in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, finally.
I don't know how many people know this or not, but there's four Jonas Brothers, okay? But the popularity, the recognition only goes to three of them. And the fourth one gets left out, okay?
All the time.
You got that Nick, Joe, Charlie, or whatever his name is. What are the three?
Kevin.
Yeah, Joe, Charlie. Kevin. But then there's Rusty. Rusty is the kid that, can't really sing.
He's the Cooper Manning of the Jonases.
Yeah. Cooper Manning.
Yeah.
That's what Jamie compared it to yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
He's kind of the Cooper Manning of the family.
Yeah.
So Rusty is actually on the tour, but I think he just like tunes guitars and stuff.
He's in the background. He does a lot of the background.
Yeah. It's a triangle.
But the guy deserves to be on the promo that we play.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we made a demand yesterday that they put him on the promo, and they did. So that's pretty cool to hear that this morning.
I'm sure he's like, when they roll into town, he's like, He's going to feel the love from Denver.
I hope. Can we send it to him?
Yeah, I'll email it over to him.
Yeah, why don't you, well, not email, just send it on like, you know, one of the popular, you know, social medias.
Oh, I'll put it on Twitter and I'll tag him.
Yeah, Twitter. Yeah, okay. Just at Rusty. Yeah, there you go.
He'll appreciate it so much.
7:45, Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. They're coming here in October. We do have your tickets. We'll get to that just a little bit later on, just getting started. It is a Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday. Hi, Jamie.
Oh, wow. I just was reading. So the portrait of the of Trump. Hi. It's going to be taken down?
It's already taken down.
Oh, it is?
Took it down yesterday. Yeah. It's a crappy painting.
It's just funny.
Anyway, yeah.
Hi.
But
how are you?
Let me explain that story real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So the president, Trump, had a portrait that was put up down at the Capitol here in Colorado. And it's right next to Barack Obama. And the same person painted both. Well, Barack Obama looks spiffy. It looks really good. Okay. Trump, not so much. It's a little mangled. And so Trump asked that they take it down. Get it out of here. And they took it down yesterday.
Cool.
So there you go. There you go. That's
the
story.
It's a very long-ass story.
It's not that long. It took 15 seconds. That's all it took. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I went to bed at midnight, though, so I'm so little sleepy. Because my kids in town. We were hanging out. We were doing stuff. Sleepy.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. It's going to be a long week.
A little bit tired.
Yes.
Yeah, it is going to be a long week,
yes,
right?
Yep,
because,
yep.
I mean, your kid's only at home for, you know, this period of time, and then he's back to school. When do they get out for the summer? Does he get out for the summer?
Yeah, mid-June.
Is he going to come back here and work? Or stay out there? California, that is.
Right. I don't know. He doesn't know yet.
So no decision's been made.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he works remotely, so he can work anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Anyway. Now, have you been car shopping yet?
We haven't done that yet. We haven't got to that.
I saw one yesterday. I thought of you.
What
okay?
would you see?
You know, you've been looking around, and you've named off probably 3,000 cars.
I just can't find my jam.
Yeah. I saw one yesterday that I think would be perfect for you because I know at one time they're a crappy car, but you loved that Land Rover.
I had a Range Rover.
Range Rover, okay?
Yeah.
The Range Rover. You loved that vehicle,
well,
but it was just a turd.
It is a turd. Are you talking about the one with the Widow Wada? The Defender?
The Defender's nice.
No.
Except for it keeps having problems too.
No.
I bet.
The lights go out.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Land Cruiser.
Oh, the Toyota.
Yeah.
That
thing's a beauty.
It's big.
And the new ones are nice.
And it looks just like the Range Rover.
Yeah.
They've changed the model.
I don't really think that's my jam anymore. Nope.
Just trying to help.
I'm looking at that M3 BMW.
Oh, the M package?
Yeah, that's nice too.
I'd go with BMW.
I told you that a couple
of days ago.
Yeah. I'm actually not going to buy anything because I can't find anything I like.
Yeah.
I just keep looking. I'm like, yeah, I don't like you. I don't like you.
Why don't you get you a pickup?
No, I don't need a pickup. I got a Jeep.
You're a pickup kind of girl, though, I think.
Yeah.
I think a pickup
when
would fit you perfectly.
When I need a pickup, I rent one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so.
I know, but I mean, just put one in your driveway. I mean, just own it.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
All right. Well, good luck with your car.
Thank you.
I just thought I'd bring that up because I saw that Land Cruiser yesterday, and that baby is a sweetie.
Those are cool.
Looking
I like those
good.
A lot,
looking good. All right. We have Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45 this morning. Did you hear the promo?
I did. It was cute.
Rusty's in it.
I heard.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
That's really nice of you.
Getting him some props.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah. Want to make sure.
I know. I love that you care about Rusty.
I do.
You know, the fact he was left out. But remember, I told you, he does the stage announcements and plays the triangle.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember?
I couldn't remember exactly what he did.
Like this. I'm a sucker for your love. Ding!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember now.
Remember?
Yeah.
They added that.
I'd forgotten, but I do remember now.
Yeah.
Now that you brought
it
up.
It's a pivotal role in the song.
I've got something I got to play.
It's like a cowbell.
I got something I got to play for you, okay?
Okay.
And maybe we'll play it a couple of times today. Shmadil, you heard it. You hear the Elon Musk song?
Yeah, it's funny.
What is this?
It's just this lady doing a parody song about Elon Musk.
She's thanking him.
Yeah.
She's thanking him for everything he's done.
Yeah.
She's thanking him for everything he's done, okay? From electric cars to going to space, different things. It's the dumbest thing you'll ever hear. So this started circulating yesterday, and it's her thank you because she's so thankful for Elon Musk.
He gave us cars that drive so fast, made rockets built to blast. Oh, thank you, Elon Musk. He took over Twitter's reign. He saved free speech for all.
All right, that's just a tease. Play it all. Play it in its entirety later.
I think you and I are changing. What you think is funny and what I think is funny is...
I thought it was hysterical. Okay, what do you got that's funny?
Well, not that. Nothing, but that I would even rather hear a song. like from...
Well, I can play Benson Boone.
Yeah, I think I'd even rather hear that than...
Oh, hang on. Hey, hang on, Jamie.
Mars, let's occupy Mars.
Oh, occupy Mars.
And making kids to keep
making more kids.
Alive.
Oh, man, what a song.
Do you see the three of us just staring at you?
I don't care.
How about we play Shallow?
I don't care.
You're Shallow.
I don't care.
I feel like everybody in their car is like, what is going on with BJ these days?
I think it's funny. Well, I'll just turn it over to you guys. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Just leave me out of it today.
You're just like even laughing.
I'm just having fun today.
This is so funny.
Well, I like it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think we're different lately.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll go with that. I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
I mean, I was waiting for the funny part.
Make it more kids living on Mars? That's not hysterical. Get the hell out of here. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show again. We have Jonas Brothers tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning. I apologize for the sick humor. Thank you.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, I'm just seeing all this stuff about Google and Gmail. They're upgrading Google and Gmail, and I guess there's 3 billion users of it, and it now can go and look at your cloud and figure out all your searches, just to give you a better experience.
I have been saying this for a long time. I have Gmail, and I think it's the worst security out there.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrendous.
Well, with AI, it's even going to get worse because it says it basically, Gmail and Google's confirmation on Thursday that Gmail is rolling out a smarter search feature powered by AI to show you the most relevant results faster. And basically, it sees your whole history research.
When I see that I'm getting mail from for a person named Barbara Jean,
yeah.
BJ,
yeah.
Get it? And then Billy Joe, things like that. It's like, how can I get this mail? That makes no sense. I mean, we don't even have the same email address. How could it be in my box?
Yeah, it's crazy.
To me, it just shows a lack of security.
You're going to be happy about this, though. I have some good news for you.
What's that?
And that is that Trisha Yearwood received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I saw it.
I know how much you love her.
Yeah.
Yep. She was with her husband, Garth, by her side. Okay, does anybody think that Garth Brooks cries too much?
I don't know, because it said he was like bawling.
Yeah, he does this all the time.
He's emotional.
Oh,
he's sensitive.
My God. Like, I think as a woman, as Trisha Yearwood, you go, yeah. Oh, God.
I think she kind of likes that, though.
I don't.
She's into sappy, I think.
I know, but it's the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like,
yeah,
it's just a Hollywood star.
You've been around. You've been a celebrity for 8,000 years. We also know that you had to pay $2,000 for that.
There is that.
Yeah, you had to nominate yourself. Like, I don't know. That
was one of the biggest disappointments of my life, is going out to Hollywood and going down that street with the Walk of Fame on it.
Yeah, and seeing everybody pee on them.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
The stars are all dirty and... The homeless, it's nasty.
She was given the 2,805th star in front of the Capitol Records building on Vine, and that's in Hollywood. Let's see here. In addition to her husband, Yearwood was honored by fellow country singers and friends Reba McEntire and Carly Pierce. So she got her star. Good for her, right?
Yep.
Yay.
Good for her.
This is a crazy story, and I feel bad sometimes for these bands and stuff. Jelly Roll just did a whole thing about how there's so many corrupt people in music. And what Jelly Roll said is basically what they'll do is they'll say, hey, yeah, what do you want in life? And then you're like, oh, I want a Corvette. And they're like, here's a Corvette. Now sign this paper. And then they take all the royalties and all the rights to your music.
Yeah.
Well, that is what we're finding out about, of all people, Limp Bizkit. They're saying that they're owed over $200 million in royalties. This is Limp Bizkit. We all know them. Fred Durst. And other profits. Also citing $3 billion in streams that they earned in the past 2 years. Limp Bizkit also claims that the record deal signed in the 90s originally involved a 50-50 split. Although the band said that they never received their 50% of the split. In addition, Fred Durst says he was promised 10% in profits over Stained, the group he discovered and helped sign to UMG. But payments all of a sudden stopped in 2012. Not that Stained had, like, you know, a bunch of hits after that, but still, you know, they probably used the song here or there, and he should
absolutely
get some, you know, kickback. So the judge ruled in a decision filed on March 17th that the Limp Bizkit frontman would have to refile most of his claims in either New York or California. And they did, in fact, deny UMG's attempt to dismiss it. So we'll see what happens with this.
Yeah, I think years ago, and maybe even today, I don't know. But years ago, man, these bands, they never read their contract.
No, they didn't.
They just
signed
it away, man.
Yeah.
They were just excited to get a record deal.
Yeah.
If they could get a record deal and $100,000, they were happy. They didn't realize down the road they could possibly make $5, $10 million.
Yeah, and this is...
And then it comes back to bite you, you know?
This is a $200 million lawsuit.
Wow.
Shoot. Did you watch The Bachelor last night?
I sure didn't.
You didn't? You're
no.
Just done with The Bachelor? That used to be your identity.
Well, I got behind. Like, I watched the first episode of the season, and then I just got behind, and I was like, you know what? They're 2 hours long. I can't catch up now.
Yeah, now that you have a kid, everything's changed.
Yeah. She doesn't like The Bachelor, no. Bachelorette. I'm watching Zootopia five times a night.
Yeah, The Bachelor's not where it's at anymore, is it? I tried to get my kid to watch Below Deck last night, right? Because it's a new episode. And he's like... I was like, come on, this is cool. They're on a ship. They're in the shells or whatever it's called, the seashells. It's in Africa, somewhere in Africa. I'm like, look at the water. He's like...
But I will tell you what I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
I saw this floating around. So... You know how they do Bachelor in Paradise, and it's just a hot mess. Just everyone's drunk all the time, and they're just getting in fights, starting
right.
drama. Well, they're doing The Bachelor in Paradise, but with the Golden Bachelors.
No! No, they are.
The Goldens are going to Mexico,
oh,
baby.
No.
It's going to be like one of those retirement homes in Florida.
It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be like that because the regular Bachelor in Paradise, like you said, I mean, that was... They got sued even.
Yeah, they had to shut down production because there was like a sexual harassment thing going on. I don't know.
They're at a resort called Shady Acres.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
I cannot wait. It's going to be epic.
Go ahead and take your teeth out. Let's get crazy.
They'll have to get in the water with floaties on.
Oh, my God.
So they don't drown.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Hey, what's the show that was filmed in Denver and was supposed to start?
Love is Blind. That's the next season is the one that was filmed in Denver, and they're saying it's going to come out in the fall.
Gotcha. Okay, because it was Lori, our friend Lori. She was like, yeah, I think that one show is coming out soon.
Yep.
I was like, I don't remember. All right, so anyway, The Bachelor was on last night. I won't tell you because I know a lot of you DVR'd it, so I won't tell you who he picked or what happened.
Was it a finale?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure was.
It was a finale. It was a proposal.
Yeah. And The Bachelor, I will tell you this part of it. He said, it's the happiest day of my life. I wonder what happened.
They all say that. And then they broke it up like they're getting the engagements off 2 months down the road.
Right, and it never works. Who do we think should play Britney Spears in her upcoming biopic?
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're both blonde.
Yeah.
You know, hot. Yeah.
Yep. Because they're saying that everybody, just like we're doing right now, are trying to think of names of people. Ariana Grande came out, but she's too skinny.
Yeah.
She'd have to pack on some
curves. I'm thinking like Sabrina Carpenter.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that one's mentioned. Millie Bobby Brown, that one was also mentioned. Yeah, I don't know who's going to be. I think Dolly Parton. That's my pick. Yeah. And then finally for you, Cardi B was really, really, really mad because her daughter colored on her Hermes bag, her Kelly bag. It's a $60,000 bag, and her daughter scribbled on it.
Yes. I got audio of that.
Okay, can we hear it?
I literally spent $60,000 on this purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my f***ing purse. Look.
She's stuck?
She just set it up like three times, yeah.
I thought she bought her daughter like an Hermes purse.
I think that she did, but this one, she took a Sharpie and she just put a giant heart on it. It's a $60,000 purse.
That's awesome. That was sweet. Yeah. Daughter loves her. All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
It's messy. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also on the Odyssey app, you can get the program after the program. That's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. You'll be able to go there and check out the podcast. Odyssey app, that is. It's absolutely free. Put it on your phone. It is Tuesday. Here's the extended forecast. Decent, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful snow.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Snow on the weekend.
Right.
Looks like Saturday night into Sunday. And they're saying it could be a little dicey. A little dicey. Don't know yet. Don't know yet. Did you see where the Colorado State University basketball coach bolted? He quit. He's moving on to Minnesota. He lost that game just a couple of days ago.
I thought he was already planning on, though, going.
I know, but he bolted right after the game was over. He's done.
Yeah.
Put on his Minnesota jersey, and off he went.
Yep.
He's out of here. Man, I'll bet you he got a good raise, too.
Oh, I bet you he did.
Yeah, going from Colorado State to Minnesota?
Yeah, probably
so. That's pretty good. Here's audio of him on his airplane. Well, a airplane. On his way to Minnesota.
After a buzzer.
Whoa!
Colorado State University is now losing basketball coach Nico Medved. Medved is making his return to his home state of Minnesota to coach the Golden Gophers. Medved is coming off a great season. He helped the Rams to the NCAA tournament this March Madness. The Rams upset 5-seed Memphis in the first round and then barely lost to Maryland, 72-71.
I'm out of here. Got a pay raise big time.
I don't know if I want to go from being a Ram to a Gopher. The fighting Gophers?
Yeah, I'm with you. In Minnesota, Minneapolis in the winter.
Oh, very cold.
I mean, it's cold here, but man, it's cold up there. Well, good luck to him. He should still be in the tournament. They lost on that last shot.
Now, question, and this is going to sound really dumb for a girl that's got some money in it.
Yeah.
Do they still play games? Like, did they play any games yesterday?
No.
Okay. It's just the weekends?
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thursday.
Right. Okay, Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Gotcha.
Then after Sunday, you're down to the Final Four. Okay. And then that happens the following weekend with the national championship.
Because I was like, I wonder if there's games tonight or something, because the whole text chain was quiet.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that. Not a single text yesterday.
So I was like, maybe there's not any games today because nobody's talking smack.
It was glorious.
No,
yeah.
No games last night.
It was, wasn't it?
It was.
Pretty funny. Yeah, you're like, no games. Nobody talking on the group chat.
A lot of people's teams are out of it, so it may settle down just a bit, you know, as we roll on.
When do my Spartans play again?
Either Thursday or Friday.
Nice.
Yeah, one of the two.
Go Spartans!
I'm not really sure.
Woo!
Yeah. All right, there's a study out this morning that if you're a waking baker, or a bacon waker, or whatever it's called, if you smoke marijuana and you're under 50, you're more than likely going to have a heart attack.
Really?
This is nasty.
Okay.
I think your chances, they said, are 6 times more likely to have a heart attack.
Yep.
In a brand new study that they've been studying for about, I think,
Spadil.
15 years.
It was nice knowing you.
It was nice.
Is this alarming to you?
For me?
Yeah.
I mean, I was already kind of aware of it. We had talked about this kind of previously on the show, like I think like a year ago. But a lot of people don't know that when you smoke weed, even though it's a considered a downer, like mentally, physically, it's increasing your heart rate. So it is harder on your heart and your cardiovascular system and all that stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Good talk.
Man, you could tell you went to that Bernie event.
What?
Well, yeah. He's just so much more serious about, you know,
about
the,
life.
Yeah, about life, about the economy and everything. I mean, he's very serious over the last couple of days.
I learned a lot of stuff about weed recently. That's just like it actually is. Weed's really bad for you if you didn't know that. Yeah.
It's not
crazy. You know what I learned yesterday?
Duh.
You know what I learned yesterday? That your uncle only has one eye.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait a minute. How did I know that? You've told me that before.
He has a lazy eye, yeah. But he can only really see out of the one. Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. I thought the way I was told the story, he has no eye. Just one.
Yeah, it makes it sound like he's got a glass eye or something.
Yeah.
Or
it's a lazy eye that he like can't see out of really. But yeah.
I learned that yesterday at the lunch.
Here's the pot story.
Well, a lot of people in weed-loving Colorado may be troubled by a new study. It finds that people under 50 who use marijuana are 6 times more likely to have a heart attack than...
I wonder why under 50. I would think that if you're over 50, you're just as likely.
I think those are the only people that were in the study where they were under 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Non-users, and 4 times more likely to have a stroke.
Woo!
The study was just published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. I called Dr. Robert Page, who is a professor of clinical pharmacy at CU Anschutz and who specializes in cardiology. And he says the study is not 100% proof that weed causes heart attacks and strokes.
Weed.
But it sure is a red flag, a bright red flag.
In terms of chronic use, if you use it daily for 5 days, this observational data suggests that you have an increased risk still for stroke and at least myocardial or heart attack. And at 5 days or more, and it incrementally continues to go up the longer that you use it.
I don't know how people do it every day.
Bye.
Rip me. Yeah.
I don't get how you people do it every day. It's just, I would be just absolutely just a waste every single day of the week.
I know a lot of people that use it to self-medicate to go to bed. Like you have to use it.
Which is actually really bad. Like weed before bed is bad because it disrupts REM sleep. So like you actually don't get good rest if you smoke weed before bed. It's not good to smoke weed before you go to sleep.
Bye, Spadell.
I'm telling you, you need to go to more Bernie events.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because it really makes you a smarter dude. You come back so serious. I love that.
Yeah. They even discovered there's this thing called cannabis hypermesis now, which is where, like, if you smoke too much weed, you have, like, this genetic thing where you don't get good rest at all, and then you get, like, physically ill from smoking weed.
So
and, like,
why didn't he have his eye fixed ever?
He had surgery. He had surgery when he was, I think, like 8 or 9 years old on it.
It didn't take.
No.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't do the Tetris thing.
Yeah, you're supposed. If you have a lazy eye, you're supposed to play Tetris.
Tetris. Yeah. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because your eye has to track the little puzzle pieces, so it helps you muscles. Build the muscle.
Yeah.
Man, you're
it's
smart.
Like a workout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe is it too late to give him Tetris now?
We could try, but he's
you might as well. You got
he's
nothing
like 63, I think. So it might be a little too late.
It's been lazy for years.
Yeah.
Huh? All right, if you smoke weed, there you go. You got another warning out there. I think you get a warning every week if you do.
Oh,
all right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Jonas Brothers tickets coming up at 7:45. They're coming to town in October. We've got a couple of tickets to give away. We'll do that 7:45 this morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Da-da-da. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the Odyssey app, and the Burke Simpson text line. You can text the program 303-222-5423. Easy enough, right?
Can I tell you something sad real quick before
sure.
we move on to what you're going to get to? A sad moment happened, friends, last night. And, you know, my son is 18 and he came back for spring break. And, well, last night we had a moment where the fun has ended. And I'm talking about the volcano. I'm talking about the beating heart. Oh. I'm talking about all those fun things that we used to, you know, the shrimp that flies into your top of your hat.
Yeah.
All the fun things that we used to do and enjoy. The spark is gone.
Where'd you go?
Mount Fuji.
Oh.
used to be a playground.
It used to.
A food and a playground all combined in one. Because of all the tricks they did there at the grill.
Yep.
But now it's not impressive.
Not impressed. We didn't even catch a shrimp. He said no. I'm like,
he denied the shrimp?
He denied the shrimp.
Who does that? I still catch a shrimp, okay?
Who doesn't catch a shrimp? He's like, I'm good. I'm like, I don't like your Mount Fuji attitude right now.
Did it affect your cook?
Yeah, he was like, well, this little twerp.
He's like, I'm not going in for anything.
Yeah, if you've got a group of people around the table that are sitting there at the hibachi and they seem to be into the tricks, they really beef it up. Man. They take it to a different level. Yeah. Then if you don't pay attention, they just slack it off big time. It's like, why am I doing this? Why am I spinning this egg on a spatula and about to toss it up and be able to break this egg with my spatula if you don't even enjoy it?
I did learn a secret about how they get the egg in their hat and why it doesn't crack. They have a big towel in there.
They do?
Yeah, they have a towel in there, so when they flip it and catch it with their head, it won't crack.
It's a safe landing. Yeah.
He said the one time that he forgot he already had an egg up there, and it did crack both of the eggs.
Now I'm tempted to pull one of the hats off those guys. Just to see if there's a towel
in there. See if he has a towel in there.
So, you cheater. Hibachi cheater. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's like, what is with your bad hibachi attitude? And we end up laughing our butts off because he's just like, oh my God, Mom, I never told you, but literally like in eighth grade, it stopped being fun for me. But you loved it so much that I always kept the dream alive.
Like, so he pretended from that time on?
Wow, he's a good actor.
He's been pretending his whole life about this stupid thing because he's like, do we really have to catch the shrimp? Like, can't we just eat it?
You know what's really sad is that I still enjoy it.
I know. Well, I know. Carson.
And I shouldn't.
And so do I, by the way. So
I still enjoy it.
Me too.
Fun is gone.
I think it's just that college attitude of like,
I'm too cool for everything.
It's not even cool. I think they think it's just a waste of time. Like, just feed me. You know?
Why do we have to play with our food?
We didn't come here for a show. We didn't buy, tickets to a theater.
Well, he was starving, and I was like, oh, let's go to hibachi. He goes, oh, wow, that sounds really good. And the guy started doing all this stuff. He's like, I'm starving. I just want the food. So it was a sad night.
Aww.
It was sad. I will tell you one place, one thing about that hibachi place.
Yeah.
They've turned over different managers. Hold on, I'm good. Cough. They've turned over different managers. And one year they decided that it would be a great idea to do balloon animals at a hot hibachi table. And so this little girl like had a dog, like there was a guy that came around a hot hibachi table and did balloon animals, and little kids were crying everywhere because a little leg would barely touch the hibachi thing and it would pop. And then it would melt on top of the hibachi table.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's gone.
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Get rid of the balloon animals.
What were they thinking?
That's like handing out like bubbles to blow.
Yeah.
You know, all over the food. Get your bubbles right here. You know?
Such a bad idea. Yeah, they tried. They gave it their all.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jonas Brothers tickets, 7:45. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Not yet. In about 20 minutes, your chance to win the tickets, Jonas Brothers, here in October.
Da, da, da,
man, that thing's going to sell out so fast. Tickets go on sale, I think, Friday, don't they?
There's a pre-sale on Thursday.
Oh, okay. So pre-sale on Thursday.
Yep.
And then tickets Friday, I think, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. What were you just talking about, the semi-glutide stuff?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, you know, they're saying that the semi-glutide causes hair loss, but it comes back if you stop taking it. And they've always wondered. My sister was kind of talking about that because one of her friends lost her hair.
Yeah.
But it says with sudden weight loss, stress, and nutritional deficiencies, because people aren't hungry, right? You get a lack of iron, zinc, and protein, and so that makes your hair fall out, but it's all fixable. And it said just grab some minoxidil or whatever that stuff. What's that stuff called? Minoxidil?
Rogaine.
What?
That's Rogaine. That's Rogaine.
Yeah, so I guess rub that on your head and you'll be fine. Then number two part of that is that pharmacy. So I go to Revive MD, right? And it's a compound pharmacy. I mean, they sell all kinds of stuff, but they do a compound of this because a long time ago, the FDA decided that compound pharmacies, and like the biggest one traded on the stock market is His and Hers. They sell all kinds of things and it's all teledoc stuff. So you just fill out a little thing, you call the doctor and you say that you want whatever, testosterone.
Yeah, they do a lot of hormones, yeah, hormone all that therapy stuff. And all that.
Yeah, over the phone. And, well, the FDA had made this legal to use compound pharmacies because there was a shortage on Ozempic.
Yeah.
But now they want to yank the chain and say, nope.
So who's yanking the chain?
The FDA.
Wow. So they're pulling the plug on this.
They're trying, but people are going against them. They're finding ways around it. So His and Hers, which again on the stock exchange, you know, gigantic company, they're saying, well, we individualize the, so they're kind of going around the law because they want every, first of all, they're saying, well, wait a minute, that's a monopoly. They're giving it all back to Ozempic, number one. Number two is they're going around it saying, our patients are so specific on what they need that we have to do it a little different than Ozempic.
So it's tweaked and tailored to each person.
To each person, right.
Well, I don't know that much about it as far as how it's distributed in compound or just the regular dose or whatever. I don't know that much about it. But it does appear to me that there are many different names out there that are along the same compound lines as the Ozempic itself, right?
Right,
and there's a ton of those, right?
Right.
And that's what they're trying to stop and just go back to just straight out Ozempic.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Ozempic!
I love that jingle they have. Now, is that supposed to start today, or they're just bringing up the controversy
today? So, wait, I think it says Wegovy was supposed to start today, and then Ozempic, hold on, let me see. Let's see here. The firms are seeking to take advantage of current law, which allows compounding pharmacies to make specialized, individualized versions of the drugs that aren't available commercially. That's what I was just telling you, blah, 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 blah. Let me see. The FDA... deadlines come after the agency declared the official end of the obesity drug shortages. So one of them was supposed to start today, and then like Ozempic is supposed to be pulled later in the spring.
So nothing's official today.
Yeah.
It looks like that the argument continues, should it be in this compound form or not?
The FDA kind of said it has to start, but everybody's like, yeah, go ahead.
I tell you, man, that's got to be the miracle drug of the past 2 years.
Isn't it? I agree with you.
Unbelievable how many people are on it and how many people are very happy with it, too.
I think it's like the Rogaine of whatever, whenever that crap came out, you know? Like,
I agree.
Yeah, it is amazing. And you kind of can like look and go, oh, I bet she's on the Ozempic.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son describes this because I said, dude, mom is like just a whale. And he's like, you look great. You know, kids are supposed to say that. And I was like, no, I haven't taken the semi-glutide forever. I haven't taken it for like 3 weeks because I just wanted to feel good. And he's like, that must suck that you take a drug that makes you skinny and it makes you so sick. And I was like, yeah, but I'm skinny when I take it.
Yeah.
And he's like, just be fat and happy.
No, that's for guys like me.
Yeah, right? Okay.
That's not for a Jamie White. No. That's for a guy like me. Fat and happy,
fat
man.
Happy.
Yeah. Did you see this? The FBI has put together a Tesla task force. They're coming after you, man. Don't be keying those cars.
Oh,
you're in a world of trouble.
Like, what?
Because now you're a domestic terrorist.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the FBI's going after them. There's a lady that was on TikTok yesterday, and she's getting quite a few views, that she's claiming that because she owns a Tesla or her friends, that they're never invited to parties anymore.
Oh, that's just sad. Maybe nobody likes them.
Okay. I drive a Tesla. My husband drives a Tesla. And I just found out that one of our friends is getting disowned and uninvited by friends and family members because they drive a Tesla. Because they just drive a Tesla. Like, this is not a political statement. It's not like, oh, I'm pushing all of my beliefs on you or anything about politics. Like, it's your car. And they're not getting invited to parties because they drive a Tesla.
We should ask Slacker if he gets invited to more parties or not.
Right?
Yeah, see if it's less. He might tell us the same thing. Guys, I never get invited to parties anymore. Tabloid trash next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Somebody was just complaining on one of the articles I was reading about how all these apps we're downloading are getting a little pushy. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Like, I have that wall yoga, And it gets really pushy, and it sends me texts and stuff like, have you eaten today? What'd you eat? Did you eat anything healthy? And I guess, and I didn't even know this because I'm not on it, but I guess Tinder, I guess their app starts yelling at them. Here's what it says. It says, my dating app has changed, and it yells at me every 5 seconds. And then Tinder sent her another thing, and it says, consistency is key. A few hours left to stay on track for your challenge. And it's really? A dating app.
I mean, I will tell you, our gym app that we use, if you don't log in all your stuff that you did or whatever, you forget to log something in, it's like, hey, finish logging in your stuff.
It gets so, they're so rude.
Hey, Spadil, you should look into that for our show. If people have the Odyssey app, it should be able to send them a notice saying, hey, have you listened to BJ and Jimmy today?
Yeah,
if
exactly.
not, you're a schmuck. You know, call them names and stuff.
We can shame them into listening to us.
No, let's just try to, you know, wrench up the pressure on them.
All right.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny, though? It's so true that I don't know if you have any apps that just, like, come on, all of a sudden it texts you and, like, they're not very nice to you.
One of my friends uses Duolingo. He's trying to learn Japanese, and if he doesn't do a lesson that day, it'll be like your language is getting moldy, and it like insults
moldy.
Him. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I've got on mine is Recliner World.
Yeah.
Is the app, and every now and then they'll send me one saying, what are you thinking? Maybe we should walk some today? Maybe just take a step or two?
How are your bed sores doing?
Yeah, I'll text back, stop replies, you know, stop.
Oh my God, yeah. They're very pushy, very pushy. Hey, has anybody seen the documentary on Octomom? I have not, and I was just wondering if I could get any feedback. Octomom came out of the woodwork, right? And all of a sudden, they're doing documentaries on her. And what it's like to raise 14 kids by yourself.
Man.
Remember for a little while she started like doing some porn or something to try to make money. Remember?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and I don't even I'll watch it and give you an update, but she's all over the place again. I thought she kind of just went away.
I didn't know she had one.
Had one what?
Doc you.
Yeah, she does. And it's called I Was Octomom, the Natalie Sulman story, and it's on Lifetime. And it seems like her kids are well adjusted.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on that.
I mean, I just saw the picture of them. They look well adjusted, I think. All right. Well, anyway, if you saw it, let me know what you think about it, if it's worth my time or not. Now, let's see here. What else did I see? Gosh, this is the second day in a row I've like become so unorganized. Crazy. Let's see here. It says that everybody, we talked about this earlier, is battling for the role of Britney Spears because they're saying if you get it, it's going to be a life changer.
So I think it could be.
Yeah. So
it's
even
a big role.
Some of the up and comers, people that don't have a quote unquote name in the business, they're begging to be on the Britney Spears biopic. It's her book, right? That they're
for
her a
memoir.
Movie.
I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder. See, the thing that I think is most key is you have to be able to spin.
Oh, yeah. Spend? The dance moves are crucial.
You have to just go in a circle over and over and flip off the camera. You don't have to be a great actress. Yeah. Just spin and flip off the camera. Look, I can do it.
You have to be really good at clanging knives together, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
don't
a key.
Don't forget about that.
Yeah.
It's funny because I wonder what the casting call says. If it says, like, you have to be good at spins, flipping off the camera, and knives.
Also smacking yourself in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
Can you shave your head?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see who gets that. That's kind of crazy. Children with higher screen time, especially on mobile devices, I know this is shocking, showed increased stress and depressive symptoms as teenagers. Shocker, researchers now have more concrete evidence about lifestyle factors that might help prevent psychological distress before it takes root. Physically active, supervised exercises like sports appear to protect against mental health problems in adolescence. It said these kids that are on their phones, their tablets, or whatever, come out with the worst mental health outcomes.
Hmm.
Did you guys see the sad state of McDonald's?
No.
I posted it. So they showed what McDonald's play areas used to look like, right? With the ball pits and the slides and everything. And now they show what it looks like now. And it's all screens on the wall.
Yeah, it's like iPads.
Yes. Oh. Isn't that sad?
No kidding. Do they have them here?
I don't know.
Ours are still playgrounds.
Are they?
Yeah. All of them.
And yeah. I know Chick-fil-A still has playgrounds.
Yeah, they're all playgrounds.
It says the new McDonald's that are coming up are now all pads, iPads.
Oh, that's creepy.
Isn't it? And you just sit there and eat your cheeseburger and play games. You know how, like, when you go to Chili's, they give you that little thing?
Yeah.
The tablet has games on it, too. Yeah. Hey, you can pay whenever you want.
You know, it's like unlimited games, $2. It does. Like, oh, my God. So they have, like, it's like they got the concept, I think, from Red Robin and Chili's where, you know, kids can just sit in the corner and, like, play on those little things.
It is so sad because I remember going to Red Robin and we used to go every Sunday after hockey, and one of my favorite memories was my parents would give me a whole bunch of quarters.
Yeah.
And I'd go play the claw machine in the arcade, and I loved it.
I know. Red Robin used to have an arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wouldn't see my son for years. He'd be in there. And then sometimes you're like, I should probably check on him.
Is he still in there? Because it was always by the front door.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, he could totally escape or get kidnapped. And, yes. And I'm like, and then Holly would be like, I'm sure he's fine. All right. You know? So it's kind of like that, but at least they're standing up. Now kids are just sitting down on their iPads and stuff. And when, you know, we sent my kid away to the arcade, at least they're standing up, you know, get some circulation.
Yeah. Yeah. I will tell you, that playground at McDonald's was kind of nasty.
It is. The ball pit.
I mean, yeah. Well, they don't have the ball pit anymore at ours.
Yeah.
But just even the playground itself. You know, it's pretty nasty, all the kids that are in there.
Well, you think about how often do they wash those balls?
Never.
Oh.
Never.
Just probably some
If anything, they just spray it down with sanitizer.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Lysol. But, you know, they don't get under there.
No.
And how many French fries are rotten down at the bottom?
I've never seen anyone cleaning one of those areas.
No.
When I go to a McDonald's.
I don't think they do. That's why these kids just never get sick, I guess. You know, it's good for their immune system. Did you see the astronauts are getting sick because their area is too clean?
No.
It's so, I know.
What do you mean their area is too clean?
When they go up in space, it's too sanitized and it's making them sick.
Oh.
Because
Yeah, I know that space, I mean, there's no dust at all.
Yeah, and so it says it makes them sick because then when they come back here and there's actual bacteria and, you know, the normal stuff we all live with, they immediately get sick. Isn't that crazy?
Poor Sonny and Butch. I guarantee they're sick right now. They were up there for 9 months. Their immune system hasn't seen anything.
I know. And we haven't really heard from them for a while. Uh-uh. Like, are they okay?
They're in the hospital.
I know, but are they okay?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because
I
they haven't FaceTimed.
You think we'd like see like a video on Instagram. Yeah. Like, hey guys, just checking in.
We're good.
Nine months back from space.
I need to be their PR person because they need to stay relevant.
I think they're in therapy. They're trying to learn to walk again.
I know, but I'm just saying, if I'm their PR team, I'm like, hey, just check in. Check in on the world right now. Let's see here. They're saying that Bianca, you know, the girl that's with Kanye West, really, 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 really wants to leave him. Really. Like, really bad. Bianca allegedly wants to leave Kanye West, but she's frightened because he took over her whole life, meaning her credit cards, her bank accounts. He took over everything and said, look, I'll take care of you, and I got it. And so she, like, he even has the title to her car.
Ooh.
Like, she just submissively gave him all access to her life. And so now she's just stuck. Like, I can't get out of this because it was a control thing.
You know, it's easy to get stuck, too, in a relationship. You know what? When you start depending on somebody with everything that's, you know, happening in your life. I mean, it's really easy to get stuck. And it's very frightening to have to leave.
Well, you see it in older people a lot. Like, my mom and dad were married for 42 years or whatever. And when she passed away from breast cancer, it was sad to see how lost he was. He didn't know how to do stuff. You know?
Yeah,
he
had like, I know people like that.
No clue how to, because my mom did all the bills and all this stuff.
It's just scary for people, you know?
So you're like, what? I don't know how to do this. He's like, I don't think I want to be here anymore. And my sister, I'm like, thanks a lot, Bob. We don't mean anything. He's like, I don't know how to do any of this. I always went to my job, you know, I worked and then I came home and your mom had dinner and that's, you know. Like, I think you can do it, Bob. You're a professor. You know, you can find your way. But it really does happen in older people. That's why we were talking about that here at the station, because a lot of us are losing our parents and stuff. And like, they're just so lost. And especially when you're a stay-at-home mom, too. Yeah. And so it can be on the other side. You're the doer. You do everything. And then all of a sudden, your husband who took care of the cars. And I mean, literally like the man-woman kind of life, right?
Yeah.
And because I saw it with my sister. She was a stay-at-home mom. And then they got a divorce. And she's like, I have to mow a lawn.
It's all on you.
Yeah. And this Kanye story with this woman, it goes even further beyond that because he's brainwashed her.
And this is not,
what you're talking about is not a brainwashing.
No.
It's a dependability.
Right.
You depend on this person, and you know, you guys have come with those expectations. Not with him. With him, he has literally brainwashed this woman. It's a cult thing.
What do you think would happen if Lisa left you, or you left Lisa? I mean, evenly.
Yeah. Could I survive?
Well, I mean,
is that what you mean?
Well, because I picture you in a tiny studio apartment after she would leave, and you'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't have a lawn to take care of. I don't have to do anything.
That's a good picture. That's a good picture.
Yeah, like I almost find you happy in my head.
Yeah. I'm very accepting of HOAs once I'm single. That way I don't have to mow, trim the bush.
Right? Yeah, this is fine.
All of that.
That's fine. And then I wonder what she would see her life as. Like, I mean, what you contribute. Because aren't you like, you make the dinners, you do all the dishes, all that stuff.
Yeah.
She'd be like, what the hell?
A lot of Grubhub. What's Grubhub?
Yeah.
I don't think we both have a lot of dependability, though, like that. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she would be fine. I'd be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see it that way as far as what we depend on each other for.
Well, I think like with Bree, her house will fall apart because the way that Carson keeps the house like completely tidy.
Yeah.
She would drown in a mountain of socks. Right. There'd just be socks everywhere.
He has this thing with her and her socks. Yeah. I don't know what
it is. Why did they have to be everywhere? And she doesn't match them up.
I think.
Oh, wait, can I tell him one thing? What? This is so funny. So the other day I was outside in my socks, right? I had to run and grab something. And my neighbors came by and they're like, hey, I'm like, I look down, I have two different socks on. I go, this is not the normal.
See, it's a bad look. They were instantly judged. You were judged by
non-matching
socks.
And I go, look, I know they're different socks. I was just running out here really fast and I wasn't worried. And I go, and you won't see them in my boots. And they're like, you're fine. Because I was just over. Explain to my socks.
You know, that's pretty common with kids in school, though.
Yeah.
Showing up with different socks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It happens
but
all the time.
But I'm an adult.
Yeah. I know.
It was humiliating. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I'm putting on boots. We're going out and nobody will see them.
See, Bree doesn't even care. She just throws them all in a drawer and it's her sock drawer. She doesn't care what color she puts on. It doesn't matter.
He really hates her socks.
I kind of like that, though.
It just irks me a little bit, you know?
She'll drown in a mountain of socks if we ever get a divorce.
There'll be socks up against the screen windows like you won't be able to see in the house.
Just out of clean. All right, I'm done. There you go, tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up next, right after this. We've got Jonas Brothers tickets to give to you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday morning. Going to be beautiful today. I think 72 for a high. Most of the week, the same thing. Maybe some snow by the weekend, they're saying. Maybe late Saturday into Sunday, I think it is. Yeah, could be. Don't know yet. Just don't know. Baseball starts this week. You know that?
When is our opening day?
A week from Friday.
Gotcha.
A week from Friday down at Coors Field. We play the Oakland A's.
Nice.
Yeah, the Athletics.
It's always so much fun to go down there.
Yeah. Now, the Rockies actually play this Friday, but it's in Tampa.
Yeah.
So they're gone.
Doesn't it always happen like that?
Well, I don't think they're considered an elite team.
Oh, why don't we talk to Schmidl about the Rockies?
Oh, yeah.
He loves them.
Rockies. He loves their owners.
Yeah, he does.
That's who he loves.
Yeah. What's it looking like this year?
So the over-under on their total wins for the season is set at 60. So there's 162 games in a year.
Ooh. Oh,
and they're,
50%.
They're just betting on them. Like, the bet is if they'll go over 60 wins.
I think they'll go over 60.
I think that's actually a really solid bet. Yeah,
because it's hard to lose 102 games.
Right, exactly.
Even if you stink, it's hard to lose. I mean, baseball, you get lucky every now and then.
If you lose 100 games, that's considered like historically bad. Right. So losing 102 is probably not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Go Rockies!
Woo!
Win 60 games a year. Wait. Let's do this.
They can do it.
That's so impressive.
I did see their new menu down at the ballpark. It looks pretty darn good.
The cheeseburger that they're rolling out is looking
man,
really
they're rolling out some real good food.
Okay, this is sad that we're excited about the food more than the actual team.
And we are every year.
No.
Yeah, they got dessert nachos.
Yeah.
Which is like cinnamon nachos.
When's the last time we won a World Series Never.
They've been in it one time, and they just got wrecked 0-4.
It was like 2005 or
seven,
something like
yeah.
that.
2007.
Yeah, we were in it. We got waxed.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Oh, four games. I don't even know if we scored.
It was embarrassing.
It was really bad.
It was like 7-0, 6-0, 12-0.
They called it fluke. At first, they called it Rocktober because it was like the Rockies were doing well in October, which is when the playoffs are. But now they call it Fluketober because they've never been able to repeat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, anyways, opening day soon.
Again, the opening day will be sold out. You know, it's going to be absolutely crazy. But if you want to see a baseball game, your best bet is to go Saturday or Sunday. You're going to get a better price on your ticket, and it won't be packed.
Trust me, it's so much fun, though. Opening day is a vibe. It's so fun.
Yeah. Nobody goes down there to watch baseball.
Well, you sat down in your seat. So here's how we did it. So we sat in our seats, right? And I was like, I forgot how boring baseball is. And then you go walk around, and then you meet people, talk to people. And go to the rooftop bar. You know, and then you're like,
Baseball is so hard to watch.
It is hard to watch
on TV. It's hard to watch live. If you can't watch a sport live, it's boring.
Well, and now that I'm used to the Savannah bananas or whatever, I feel like baseball should all be like that. You know, dances and stuff.
Act. Right. Instead, you go down to the ballpark, and all you have is just a boring game in front of you, and some guy next to you filling out his batting sheet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Those old books that people used to fill out at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. You'll get a couple of those down there, too. Yeah, but that's about it.
You're just like, wow, why are we here again?
Opening day is going to be crazy, though. That's going to be crazy, especially if the weather's good. If the weather's good, it's going to be an absolute zoo down there.
Yeah, we should find out where our sister station is going to be and mention that because they're going to be down there.
Yeah, they're going to be a place.
Which station?
KS.
Yeah. KS is going to be down there?
It's going to be down there, but I forgot where. Really? It's on the board. All right, we'll figure it out.
All right. All right, opening day for the Rockies. The baseball season does start this week, but our opening day is delayed a week because they put us on the road. They put the crappy teams on the road, I think.
Is that what they do?
Yeah. When you've got it like a New York Yankees or the Dodgers and those big names that are out there, they get to play at home first.
Yeah.
Then you take your crappy teams and send them in there.
But remember that the daughter-in-law, and I think you guys forget this, the daughter-in-law on TV, you know, that does the weather and stuff.
Yeah.
She married into the Rocky owners. And Schmidl doesn't even look at her because he's so mad at him. Kylie Burke, he loves, but the other chick that's hot, the blonde one, he won't even look her way because she married her
father-in-law can't build a baseball team. It's like, got some pitching, dude. Come on.
He's so mad at this weather chick. It's not her fault. I mean, look, if I have an opportunity to marry the son of the owner of the Rockies, I'm doing it.
You can't blame her.
Schmidl that angry, man.
Well, they're awful. So, yeah. I just want them to win. I want them to win a World Series one time before I die. That's all I want.
Never watching her weather.
When it comes to quality team, year in and year out, the Rockies have to be the absolute worst in the Major League Baseball.
Hands down,
by far.
Them and the White Sox. It's just awful. Close. Yeah.
Do you know there's some kind of pride in that, though, in my opinion?
That you're the worst?
Yeah. It's kind of like Jamie when she picks her bracket.
Yeah, I am.
You know?
Very last.
Yeah. J to the W.
Hey, no, you know what? I moved up one.
Nice. You did?
Yeah, in our bracket. Yeah.
I don't want you to move up any. Yeah, I want you to stay on the bottom.
Yeah, Tina's the loser now.
You really suck, Tina.
I got more things.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Tuesday. Going to be 72 today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on a Tuesday. Yeah, the week is flying by already, right? 72 today. 72 today. I'm reading this thing about what you can do. It's a challenge, actually. The one-minute challenge, DIY, do it yourself, that tells you if you're likely to die early, Jamie.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
What an uplifting thing to talk about.
Here's the thing. I always like to see these simply because they're challenges, like if you can do X amount of push-ups.
Yeah.
You can do this, that. Do you think you could hang just on a bar, just, you know, obviously elevated off the ground? Could you hang for 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think I could hang
30 seconds? Yeah.
Without pulling myself up? Yeah. No.
Well, for a woman, it's 30. That's why I'm asking Jamie.
Yeah.
If you could do 30. For a guy, it's a minute. I don't know, man.
I think a minute you could do it.
I think a minute's pushing.
You're just hanging there. You're not even pulling yourself up.
I know, but my arms. I don't know, Jamie, if I could do it or not.
It's no work.
Well, I'm starting to worry about myself is all I'm saying.
Remember, the ultimate challenge, if you're fit or not, is sitting with your legs crossed and getting up that way.
That's impossible.
No, we did it.
We tried it.
I did it.
Yeah. No.
No, I didn't do
this
it.
Was about 10 years ago. You know.
No, I didn't do it, did
no,
I?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't even get up from
knees,
a sitting position.
But you had bad knees.
Yeah.
That wasn't your fault.
Well, I still have bad knees.
I know, but we like let you pass because of your
yeah,
knees.
I had a surgery at that
no,
point.
No, you hadn't had it yet.
Oh, so they were really
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, they were really bad.
That's
yeah.
exactly why I couldn't do it.
I know, but yeah. now you should be able to, like Lindsay Vaughn, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
come
now.
Come back, rehab
yeah, so
and all that.
Do you
want to
try it?
Well, maybe tomorrow. I didn't wear the right pants or too tight.
You got to stretch a little bit, get a little limber.
Yeah. No, I got to get baggy pants. Yeah. No, I don't have to stretch. I'm in plenty of good shape.
You know how I decide if I'm still like young and in shape? This is the dumbest thing that I do, but it's what I do in my head, right? So if I can still, I mean, I know this is not even a challenge, people, so don't point and laugh at me. But I still am able to put my leg in each leg standing up, you know, and I'm like, yep, you're still good.
Like balancing on
yeah,
one foot.
Balance on yeah. one foot and yeah. lift up my leg and put it in the pant leg.
That's sort of a test because they have that where you do that, but you're tying your shoe.
Oh, you lift up your leg and tie
yeah,
your
and
shoe?
You tie your shoe. If you can yeah. do that, then you're still in pretty
balance
good shape.
Balance is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then yeah. I'm just like, every right. time I do that, I'm like, yep, you're still. One time, though, it got hung. My foot got hung, and I completely fell over.
was out of your control, though.
That wasn't on me.
Completely
I'm
different.
Fine. All right. Yeah.
Here's the second one on the test here. Remember, these are DIYs that tell you if you're going to likely die early, okay? Oh. This one seems impossible to me. Can you hold a dumbbell, just hold it in your hands, that's 3/4 of your weight? Can you hold it for a minute? Think about your weight.
Yeah.
3/4 of your weight. For me, that'd be about 150 pounds. I don't know if I could do that.
Well, how long do you have to hold it?
A minute?
Yeah.
For 1 minute.
150, that would be.
That's a
that'd
lot
be hard.
Of weight.
Yeah. That'd be hard for a lot of people.
Like, yeah.
Even picking up a 100-pound dumbbell is pretty hard.
Think about that. 3/4 of your weight, hold it for a minute. I don't think most people can do that.
I think you need to lose weight.
Or look up a different desk.
Right.
Yeah. One of my personal, our old personal trainer told me that grip strength is actually equal to like how close you are to death. So like if you have like better grip strength, then you're like healthier and like further away from, you know, croaking.
Well, but the only thing is, though, I don't know if that's true, because you have to remember, like, climbers, you know, rock climbers
right.
and stuff, they pinch with their three
yeah,
little fingers.
Yeah, because they're like Iron Man.
Yeah, and then, like, kiteboarders, they also have to hold onto the kiteboard.
Yeah.
So they're...
Or, like, rodeo people.
But that would kind of back up what he's saying, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because they're in good shape because they do all that,
and
you know.
Not only that, but Spadil, that's exactly what this is. This is all about the grip test. Hanging onto the bar.
Yeah.
Hold it onto the weights. They're saying the grip is everything.
Yeah,
if you have
you know
a good grip,
what's
you're good.
What's funny is I've never seen a fat kiteboarder.
That is true.
Right?
You need a massive kite.
The closest thing I've seen to a fat kiteboarder would be... Powerball Pete. Out on the lake on his board.
Yeah, but there's not a parachute big enough to get him up
no,
in the air.
No, you need like a hot air balloon.
I said the closest thing I've ever seen to it. Okay?
BJ and Jamie.
And you got to hand it to Amazon. How they come up with these sales. And these sales that makes us want to run to our computer and spend our entire day, you know, just ordering products that we don't need.
This is so crazy. And it was funny because I just did my own research and you had no idea. I go, hey, this Amazon big spring sale is on right now. And then all of a sudden BJ's like, well, let me see if I need anything.
Yeah.
He starts going through the whole thing. It's like you think you're going to miss out, so you just start scrolling. Like,
yep.
I did.
You did.
Here's what caught me off guard, though, is that what you said about the spring sale was all news to me. I had not seen it anywhere, and I am the type of person that I scour. I go through everything, either, you know, last night or before the show or whatever. I never saw this anywhere.
Okay, I didn't either.
You didn't see it?
Seriously, no.
That's the truth?
Honest to God, I didn't know there was a thing. I didn't even know that we're having a thing.
So you got caught off guard this morning, too?
Yeah,
so you're
like,
scrambling?
I go, what are we talking about, the big spring sale? What?
Has anybody heard about this?
No.
Amazon, you know, when Prime Days come along, we all know about it.
Right.
Not only do we know about it, we know about it now for June, okay?
Yeah.
But this spring sale, they just sprung on us.
I feel like they're just trying, like, well, let's see if they get suckers on this one. Yeah, well, let's sure do. Can you go back to the headline? Let me read that. Amazon's big spring sale is back We found up to 50% off of books, Goop Beauty, and tons more deals. That's from what's the source of the Today Show?
50% off books.
Well,
sweet.
I've now gone to the website and I'm looking at everything that's a part of the spring sale. And I got to tell you, it almost looks like that discontinued aisle over at Walgreens, okay?
Oh, it does? Yeah, that's my favorite, the end cap over there. Yeah.
It looks like they're just trying to unload a bunch of crap that they've had for a long time.
Yeah, but what about, like, Goop? She sells that vaginal, you know, smelling salts.
Well, I haven't gotten to the V's yet. I'm only into the P's.
Remember
right
when
now.
She steamed it?
Yeah, she steamed it. Yeah,
I think she sells it on her Goop site. So let's see if we can get one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to steam your wiener?
No, No.
All right, whatever.
Why is it that when they do one of these sales, the number one item is always a vacuum cleaner?
I almost said that before you did it.
Every single
no
time.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Everything on here is either Dyson or Taco.
I know,
it's
always on sale.
Everything on here is vacuums, vacuum. Man, do they push the vacuum
they
cleaners.
They really do. I collect those.
No kidding?
Yeah. I have every kind you would ever possibly want for any situation.
Well, you know, I'm not against the vacuum.
Yeah.
I think the vacuum's a wonderful product. It's just that every sale they have is Shark. Shark's on here with the upright.
I have three Dysons. I have the purple one, the yellow one, and the orange one.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
Whammy.
Yeah, and I have the Shark, which is the Shark mop and suck.
Oh, yeah. Two in one. Yeah.
I'll tell you, number one item that you've turned me on to.
And I also have, go ahead.
The number one item that you've turned me on to through Amazon is their damn batteries. Their batteries are phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, Amazon basics.
If you go to the store and buy batteries, they're very expensive. You know that, right? If you go on Amazon and buy those, what are they, like yellow, orange color?
Amazon basics.
Yeah. They're Amazon basic.
Yeah.
If you go buy those, they're just as good as any battery out there. And they're like a third of the price.
They might be even on sale. Did you check that one out?
Oh, I guarantee you they're on sale.
Get off the B and go back to the B.
No, they're not on here. Oh, the batteries is Duracell. And other batteries, but I don't see the Amazons.
That's because they're already so cheap.
Oh, wait, they are on sale.
Oh, you found them?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, 15%.
Yeah. Woo! I thought there was one that was 20, too.
Dude, you can't go wrong with batteries.
Well, especially got a kid.
Yeah, I've got a 7-year-old.
Or a vibrator.
Vibrator. That'll work, too. Either way, batteries are very useful.
They really are. Have you ever had to hit it to get it to work again? You know, like,
what, my kid?
No. It's like so sad, right? It's like, and you're like, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, you're talking about.
And then
about,
you're like, come on. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about your vacuum cleaner again, right?
Yeah, you just have to hit it and forget it.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, another chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets. Coming up later on this afternoon, Slacker Show. The Slacker Show. We'll have your chance to win later today. And then again, tomorrow morning at 7:45, right here on our show. So don't forget. Now, we're talking about Amazon Spring Sale, which, by the way, they sprung on us this morning because we had no idea. Now, what have you put in the cart so far?
I've already bought it. I've bought stuff.
Oh, it's not even in the cart anymore? It's gone?
It's going to be here tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow, no kidding. Man, that was quick.
It was quick.
I mean, well, that was only a 3-minute song.
Well, I went with your idea about the Amazon Basics batteries. So
those batteries are killer, folks.
You can never go wrong with batteries, so I did buy those. And then I just found reusable water balloons.
I'm going to get those.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Reusable?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know how if you ever do those big, the ones that are on the sticks and they blow up like 60 of them or whatever, which are super fun in the neighborhood and everything. But the problem is those little bits of plastic are everywhere and then you have to go and pick them all up.
Exactly.
And it's kind of a pain, to be honest with you. So these are reusable and they're silicone and you fill them up and they have a little magnet on them so they close up on them. They have magnets around them and they close up.
Okay.
And then you throw them at somebody and then it explodes and the water goes out and then you can use them again.
That's awesome.
I know.
And they're hard enough that they'll knock that person out. it makes the game even more fun.
It's so fun. So I bought those because I'm going to lie in wait, right? And I know he's 18 and I know that I'm acting like he's 7, but it's just, I'm a weird mom. And so I'm going to be in the bushes and then he comes home and I'm just going to kill him with him.
And everybody knows that a water balloon fight is the best summer activity you can have.
For sure.
I mean, the water balloon fight is awesome. It's just all that damn pieces of rubber all over your yard. Yep. That's the only downside. So this fixes that.
It's brilliant.
It is brilliant. I got to get me some of those because, Frog and I, we can kind of, you know, have that little water balloon
Did
fight.
Did anybody see if the rubber chickens were on sale, the shooting chickens?
Oh, I didn't check that, no.
So that is one of the most fun things that we do at the river. Now, sure, it's polluting the river, but let me just tell you. You sit there in your chairs, right, and we're all sitting in the river, and so what we do is we shoot them at paddleboarders. They're going by, and tubers, all the tubers, you pull back the tail on the rubber chicken, and you shing!
I have a nice stock of those.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've got like four packets. Okay. And I think each packet has like 100 in it.
Are
there
any on sale?
Some of them are like $2 to like $5 off, depending on how big the pack is.
I highly recommend rubber chickens.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. All right, since we're doing reviews.
They're called slingshot chickens. If you look them up, it's slingshot chickens.
Yeah. All right, since we're doing reviews, I want to mention something here because I know a lot of people out there, everybody you see has on earbuds.
Right.
I mean, you go in the grocery store, wherever you go, you got earbuds, right? I got earbuds over the holiday break, and these things have turned out to be the most, probably the best buy I've ever made when it comes to headphones, earbuds, or whatever. And that's the Sony's. I'm sorry, not the Sony's. That's the Apple iPods. Those things are unbelievable.
AirPods.
The EarPods?
AirPods.
AirPods. Yeah, AirPods. Uh-huh. They're unbelievable. These headphones are, if you've got anything else out there that you are thinking about buying and you see these things on sale, I don't know if they're on sale or not on the spring sale here, but those things are phenomenal. They're the best headphones I've ever had.
My kid, I don't know why, but he gave up his AirPods. And he likes the Bose ear ones that go in your ear.
Yeah. I haven't tried those ones. Yeah.
I've tried Bose. Mm-hmm. I've tried Sony. I've tried Skullcandy. Go through the entire list. I'll bet you have 12, 13 pair at home. But these AirPods are unbelievable. I've never heard anything like them. They're amazing.
Huh?
They are amazing. Do I need to say it again?
No, I don't know.
The ones that you got us for Christmas, I love them.
Yeah. They're unbelievable.
I use them every single day.
They have noise canceling and all the stuff.
Yeah, and then like if someone's talking to you, you're talking to someone else, it just automatically turns the volume down.
Yeah,
turns them off.
So and the thing with the AirPods is they have a different way of accessing the Bluetooth compared to other ones because it's an Apple brand, so they have like their own special back door. They just work better with technology.
You know what really shocks me is that how many people are working at so yesterday we went to Target, we went to Home Depot. And I can't believe how many people are allowed to wear them at work. They're allowed to have one in.
Yep.
Yeah, at least one. Yeah.
You know, I think it's because of that cancellation feature is the reason they're allowed.
Well, they can only have one in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody that we saw at Target and Home Depot, they only had one in.
I used to see people in the store all the time. They would be at the checkout having a conversation with the person that's checking them out or the person bagging their groceries, and they would have their earbuds in, and there were always the AirPods, right? And I would always think, man, that is really rude. That is really rude. I didn't realize that when they spoke or the other person spoke, it canceled out.
Right.
So I'm thinking that they're listening to, Charlie Daniels or something, listen to some song and trying
That's
to hold
what
this
you came up with.
Charlie Daniels.
Devil Went Down to Georgia, man. Yeah. They're listening to The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And I always thought that was so rude. I had no idea they had that feature on. I'm thinking, wow. Okay, this changes everything.
By the way, I don't think anybody that listens to Charlie Daniels has AirPods. That's just my theory.
I really doubt it. Yeah.
I don't know. I do, and I've got them. Hello?
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Lovely. Carson's making us all look like crap parents.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Because my kid cannot balance at 2 on a Strider bike.
She's crushing it. I have to admit, she's almost there.
I just watched a video of, what do we call her?
Little Debbie.
Right. I almost said her real name.
It gets confusing.
It does.
Though.
I was like, oh. And she's on a little Strider bike, and she balances already, and she's 2. That
she's like gliding with her feet up.
Frog 7, he just learned to walk.
I am impressed. I don't know why I pushed this agenda on you, but I really, really want you guys to get your kids to the mountains to put on, I think it's because to put on skis and put them in those little classes. And I think it's because when I moved here, I didn't realize how big skiing and snowboarding was because I grew up in the Midwest and we had like a little hill that we tried, you know? And I just love like that my kid has that lifestyle and all his friends. And you'll find like when your kids get to high school, there's snowboarding clubs and skiing clubs and all that in all the high schools.
Yeah, they got to like it though. Because, I mean, even right now, Frog being 7, he doesn't even like to go sledding on a hill.
Really?
No. He doesn't find it that enjoyable for some reason.
I do too.
So I think you've got to kind of like that, you know, the winter sports.
I think you need to move to Florida with that child.
I'm just saying.
He probably likes the because he was just in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
That's probably his jam, you know?
Maybe we
should get him on a surfboard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. He's afraid of sharks.
He likes golfing, right?
We haven't found his groove yet. I don't know what the groove
is. Well, it's baseball, right? Doesn't he like baseball?
He does like baseball. Yeah. He likes baseball a lot. That'll work out.
Yeah. Let's see here. What was I going to tell you? It's weird because you just brought up that like health thing, and then all of a sudden my phone, about the one thing that you can do to see if you're healthy.
Yeah.
You know, the couple of things like...
Yeah, to make sure you're not going to die early.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
So then my phone heard it, and now it's sending me all these random articles about... They see... You know, we have one of the highest rates of MS here. Nobody knows why, but we do. And it's saying that they're finding that more vitamin D and vitamin B are cutting the symptoms, which is crazy. Oh, okay. And then they're saying Parkinson's, like, it's all about your gut. Isn't it weird how we're just now... Like, that's the new thing is gut health?
Yeah.
I mean, I went my whole life not even knowing I needed a healthy gut.
Let me ask you a question. Speaking of which was in the news yesterday and maybe even over the weekend, but are you all for pulling all these pharmaceutical ads off TV?
Yes.
I think I am too.
Yeah.
I felt like he was asking me.
I know. I'm sorry.
I was asking her.
I was just asking Jamie.
I know what I was thinking. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Spadil says yes. Anybody that's concerned. Yeah, they're proposing, I guess, the Food Drug Administration with that JFK Jr. guy, whatever his name is. They're thinking about pulling all these drugs that have the side effects. What is that?
It's my sad face.
The sad face.
For depression.
Oh, yeah. All that would be gone, Jamie.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's so many great jokes. You get a tongue depressor and a sad face. and And then she turns it around after she takes her pill.
Yeah.
And then she has a happy face.
Yeah.
I mean, where would that go? What about the...
What about that woman that has to poop?
Which one is she?
She's got a bad stomach.
Oh, she, yeah.
You remember her? She's got to poop a lot.
Yeah, and the toilet is in her back seat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, remember she drove around with her toilet in the back seat?
Just in case,
she didn't know
you're
when
right.
she was going to have to go.
Emergency situation.
If you draw the line at these medical companies out there, I mean, what's next? You're going to pull those bears with that toilet paper?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
Oh, the Charmin bears, come on.
And then how am I going to sing, Ozempic? And then there's people that are, there's people that have eczema that are jet skiing. I mean, come on.
My favorite ones when it comes to the medical ads that are out there are the ones where the side effects last longer than the actual advertisement.
It's an entire disclaimer.
I mean, the side effects will go for 20 seconds of the 30-second commercial.
What's terrifying is like being, you know, married to a doctor and going, hey, so it says ask my doctor about this. And he's like, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, they haven't come by with that at all yet.
The pharmacy rep has not come by with the drug. I know nothing about that.
There's a drug for everything.
There is.
Everything.
I know. And I don't know how they keep track. I swear.
They say they're going to pull them.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more.
I mean, I think it's bad for advertising revenue. I think like the television stations right now are really suffering, you know, local televisions with streaming. And so I think that's a shame.
The only way that I think that you pull them is if you promise to also pull political ads.
Yeah, but there's so much revenue with that.
Yes. Do them both.
So much money with all of that, you know? And remember how much we love seeing Boobert's boobs.
Oh,
remember that day she was so
cold?
That
was the highlight of the election.
Yeah.
I am the internet. I'll still see her boobs.
But remember, she was walking across the field with the family, and man, was she cold.
Yeah. I'll still see it on my phone.
And then we loved how much everybody thought, like, well, Hickenlooper is a piece of crap. No, this other guy is. And then that one guy, we found out he didn't even have his fishing license. Remember him?
Oh, yeah,
I forgot his name.
Total fraud.
Yeah. He's never been fishing in his life.
No.
But he's protecting the streams. So we'll miss out on a lot of that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that was weird that I saw all this ABC stuff. This is scary. I know BJ loves cruising, right?
Like, I do.
And I'm not talking about, you know, like an I-70 or something. I'm talking about like cruise ships. He loves them.
I do love them.
A lady, it's just gone viral. A lady posted a video of a woman coming on, making an announcement. They were going from Australia to... Milan, I don't know, somewhere with an M. Anyway, so they were going from Australia there, and I guess there were pirates in the area, so they came on the system. I wish I had the actual audio, and told everybody to turn off all their cabin lights. You're not allowed to go to the decks. All the decks are closed and everything. Pull the curtains on your little deck, you know, your room, and they're going into stealth mode, and they're turning off all the lights so the pirates couldn't see them in the ocean.
Yeah, you got to keep it dark, man.
Dude. My pooper would pucker if that announcement came
terrifying.
On.
Terrifying.
Right?
Yeah, I think the ship should find a different route.
Me too.
You know, instead of going through pirate area.
Yeah, maybe there's a different way around.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I've known about this because, I mean, again, I love cruising. I'd never go on one of those where they go through those waters that are so dangerous.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I want to keep mine near the shore. I like being able to see the shore from the boat.
Yeah.
That's real cruising to me.
That is.
It's kind of like buying a camper and parking it at Walmart.
Exactly. It kind of is.
Same thing. I want to see the shoreline.
Schmidil, we don't know if she cusses or not.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Do you want to turn off your mic and just listen to it really quick
and
see if there's any cussing?
Yeah, I would like to hear this.
I know. It's kind of. And they said like people just started like kind of panicking and creeping out. Because that is creepy to know those, you know, pirates in the water. I remember the first time I heard about pirates, we thought somebody was like totally joking. We're like, right, there's pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Because we pictured them like with black and white stripes.
Yeah, I had like a big skull and crossbones on the flag.
And just like a missing in their hand. You know, they have a hook.
Yeah. Remember about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago where that ship was held hostage by pirates? Yeah. Remember that and that shootout that happened?
Yeah, crazy.
I think we're good.
Crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
This area is known for piracy threats, as reported in the world's media. Therefore, we will be operating at a heightened level of security alertness during this period. The external promenade deck will be closed on both sides from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. overnight between the night of 14th and 15th of March, and no guests will be allowed access during these times for the duration of the transit.
Ew.
That's a happy cruise. Disney.
This reminds me when all those people were stuck on them for COVID. Remember they were cruising around? They couldn't go anywhere? Oh, wow. Miserable.
Also, I want to be like so quiet. I feel like I couldn't even like turn on the TV.
I know. I mean, like you feel like you're hostage already and you're not. Yeah, that's kind of creepy. I've never really been a big fan of these cruises. I know you love them, but.
Love them.
I think it's weird that you have to get up at 3 a.m. and put your book on a chair.
Yeah.
Just to save it for
feast
the day.
Feast or famine, man.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I didn't do anything, but there you go. Tableau trash. Ta-da.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, this is sad news, Jamie, especially if it starts festering. It starts happening all over the city, but in old Chicago, in Thornton, has closed its doors.
That's my favorite pizza.
You know... I don't like pizza that much.
Yeah.
I can eat it. No, I'm not saying that I'll never eat it. But if I'm going to eat a piece, old Chicago,
it's
man.
It's good, the deep dish.
It's great.
It's where it's at.
It's great. They got a great salad. Well, I like that place.
They kind of gone downhill, let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because they took away their lunch special after COVID.
What do you mean?
Well, because it was like a little personal pan pizza, perfect size, and then a salad. And it was really affordable, and now they don't do that. They make you just buy the full size.
Why would COVID affect that? Because if it's a personal pizza, that's a solo, and that's what COVID was all about.
Because all the restaurants were kind of, they all took financial hits, so then they started making people like buy the bigger pizza. So now if you go in there, you can't just get like the little one with the salad. It's all just a
what's
crap.
Happening to this world?
You know what, BJ?
I mean, everything's going to hell in a handbasket.
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you right now. I mean, think about it. You got Red Robin. Yum, having some problems. You got old Chicago now. What about our Del Tacos? They'll never come back.
No, I was thinking about that. All of the Applebee's in Southern Illinois went out of business.
They did?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about that? So we live in Parker, and the only Applebee's, which I have a ton of gift cards to, of course, I've got like $150 in Applebee's gift cards. The only one we could go to is in Castle Rock.
Really?
So if I want to go to an Applebee's, we got to either go by the outlet mall, or I have to go place a to-go order, go pick it up, and bring it all the way back.
But that's not that far for you.
It feels like forever. When you're hungry, it's as far.
Well...
Round trip.
It's not like you're going to Weld County.
It's not like you have to go all the way to Colorado Springs. Yeah. I mean, you're already in Parker.
But listen, I was thinking about that. Like, what's happening to all these chains that we all knew and loved, and they were our
Staples,
Hooters? Remember Hooters?
Sad.
Red Lobster. All these places. But why is this happening now? They've been around forever. Like, what's going on?
They just can't make it. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's rent. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea what's causing this, but all these popular chains are starting to go away. Now, this one's shut down. The rest of the old Chicago pizzas are open, and I think there's 13 locations, they said, but they're being evaluated if they're needed or not.
Man.
The double-deckeroni, you can't get rid of that.
No.
That's a staple. At Old C's.
Oh, whoa. I'm sorry. Old C's?
They should just drop the Chicago and just say Old C's.
That's okay. You know what? I go to the B's. You know what that is? Applebee's. But I just drop the apple. I'm going to the B's. That's right.
Over at the apple.
No, just the
B's. Just the B's.
BJ and Jamie.
There's a shampoo out there that's a killer.
Killer shampoo.
Yeah, it's being recalled because it does kill.
It's
a killer shampoo.
Oh, it's...
Now, they say it's awesome for damaged and dry hair.
But it'll kill you.
If it gets in your bloodstream, it'll kill you.
What is it?
Okay. It's called Tech, T-E-C. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Tech Italy.
No, I've never heard
of it.
Where do you get it?
You can get it from Amazon. You can get it from Walmart. You can get it from Target. And they say it's extremely popular, too. Tech Italy. It's being recalled because of some deadly bacteria that if it gets in your bloodstream, I think they're saying 25% of the people die.
Jeez.
Pretty high.
That is high.
Oh, no, I'm off.
What?
20%.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's better. I'm going to continue to use it then.
Get this. Yeah. This is literally what it says. While the bacteria is harmless inside the intestinal tract, because I guess it's found naturally in your body, but if it gets in your bloodstream, and it can easily do that if it's a shampoo, I guess when it's in your stomach, it's protected, okay? But if it's in a shampoo, it can kill you. Anywhere from 10 to 20% of people that use this die.
So would that be like if you have an ulcer or something?
I guess. I don't know.
How does it get into your blood?
Is that? I don't know. But
wow, that's crazy.
It's called Tech Italy. Is the name of the
shampoo. Remember those eye drops and people were going blind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that? Contact solution or something. What was it? Remember?
Well, one, they were gluing their eyes shut.
Yeah, that remember was last that? Week.
Yeah, no, yeah. But I do remember. Yeah, like it was
something. Yeah.
Then you have the eye drops that kill.
Yeah, those kill. Yeah.
You can't get those.
Well, all right. Well, another uplifting story.
How do we get to this point where we have a shampoo out there that can kill you?
Well,
I mean, think about that for a minute.
I think they probably just thought, oh, well, let's put all these natural ingredients in it, and nobody realized until it was too late. Like, oh, well, when you actually put them in the bloodstream, they'll kill you.
Yeah. I do like they put in here that it's perfect. It is ideal for dry and damaged hair.
But you that they put that in. But you know what? When you think about it, all of us, like all of us are just more. Did you guys see that there was a pilot, right? And he's flying. Woo, having a great time. Everybody's going overseas. We're all going to China, right? We're going to get some Kung Pao chicken or whatever that is. And everything's great. And then all of a sudden he's like, ah, son of a biscuit eater. He had to turn the plane around because he forgot his passport.
Yeah.
2 hours into the flight.
But you know, we've all done that.
I'm not a pilot.
Well, I'm just saying. I've left the
house. I can't get on the plane.
I've left the house coming to work and forget my wallet and have to turn around and go back.
But how did he even get on the plane? I mean, I guess, you know, he goes through customs afterwards.
Yeah, but I mean, checklist.
Yeah.
Come on. And usually pilots are like all buttoned up and they're all organized.
They're anal.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't have a wife.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That's the only thing I can think. Yeah. I don't know.
Didn't they give them a voucher, though? They took care of it.
For $15.
So they get some food.
At least they gave them a voucher. Man, oh, man, are we angry today?
Well, no, think about it. They had to go 2 hours back, right?
Yeah,
and now two. So it's a 4 hour. Plus, I don't know how long they sat at the airport.
They had to get a whole new crew.
They
switched
they timed
out the crew,
yeah.
Right? And then they were 6 hours late getting in to when they were supposed to get into China.
So what's the point? Like, at what point, like... Okay, obviously, if a pilot drinks or whatever, he's gone, right? Because that's just completely illegal. But that one, do you go ahead and fire him, too? I mean...
No, I don't think you fire him.
I think you do.
Think about all the wasted fuel that they had to do.
What about the fingerprint on the whatever, on the world? The emissions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the ozone? Are you serious?
Yeah. I bet another hole just developed.
The problem is, I think we've all done it. That's why.
It doesn't
matter, but we have
one job.
Yeah.
You know, he has...
Jimmy, you leave home all the time, forget your phone.
But that's
you
not... doesn't impact...
You can't
that
find
doesn't,
your key and get
that doesn't impact anybody except for Schmidl, not 250 people.
Yeah. Like, we're not... it doesn't affect our job.
Yeah,
if we
exactly.
Our phone or,
well, if you're not at work, it does.
But the thing is, it's like, he's affecting...
You your car
he's
key
affecting,
to get in.
But he's affecting ground crew.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's... thousands of people that were affected by this.
Think about all the traffic that had to be moved off the tarmac.
Exactly. I mean, this is literally thousands of people that are affected. My phone missing just makes me bitchy.
Sounds like you're missing your phone right now.
You know what I would say? He's out. I would fire him.
You'd fire him?
Yeah, if I was the CEO of that.
Literally, that's part of your job.
Yeah.
You know you're going overseas.
Yeah, but guys like that are so hard to come by to find the right pilot that can do... I don't know. I don't think
pilots are hard to come by?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Air Force? They usually, that's what they become.
Well, no. I'm just saying when you reach a certain level that you're flying international like he is, I mean, that's a pretty pristine job, and it's a tough job to get.
I'm still
fine. So I think he's fine. He just forgot the passport. It's not like he got drunk or he did something really stupid.
And then when I fire him, then I sing this song as he walks out the door. Na, 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 na.
Na, 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 na.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
BJ and Jamie.
I say you go to the golf course today. It's a beautiful day for that, right? Get out there, swing your clubs, Jamie. Whack it. Whack it.
Isn't it going
to
be windy?
No, today's not supposed to be windy.
I think the wind's dying down today.
Yeah, it's dying down today. Yesterday was the windy day.
Gotcha.
Today's going to be a perfect day. Tomorrow, even more perfect. Then snow by the weekend. But at least get in some golf with your PXGs. I mean, those things aren't cheap.
No, they're not
cheap. You better
cheap.
Use them. Yeah. Put some mileage on them, you know?
Yeah. You know, my kid's in town. I don't think we're
going to... Well, take him. Smack him around.
What is wrong with you? You know what it is?
What did I do?
You know what it is?
I'm just saying, get out and play. What?
It's that you have to go pick up Grandpa Gus.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. It's on your mind.
We got a spark plug problem, man.
A spark plug problem?
We got a spark plug problem over my house. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Don't forget those Jonas Brothers tickets. More chances to win. Let's start with this. The Slacker Show later on this afternoon. We'll have a chance for you to win. And then again tomorrow morning right here at 7:45. Write it down.
Nice.
7:45 tomorrow morning. That Jonas Brothers tickets, that's a hot item, man.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Ooh, lordy. All right, have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.